So this patient's being treated with doxorubicin for Hodgkin. Doxorubicin is also known as adriamycin, and it causes dilated cardiomyopathy with systolic dysfunction and reduced ejection fraction. Okay, very high yield. Should also be noted that another drug for Hodgkin is bleomycin that causes pulmonary fibrosis. So that's really the highest yield point, being aware of those two drugs. So if we look at choice A, alveolar fibrosis, that's obviously not correct in this setting. That would be correct for bleomycin. If they said that a chest X-ray or a chest CT shows a reticulonodular pattern, reticulonodular or reticular, those descriptors are honeycombing, consistent with pulmonary fibrosis, that would be bleomycin. In this case, when we have doxorubicin or adriamycin causing reduced ejection fraction heart failure, we might get descriptors in a vignette such as dilated cardiac silhouette or enlarged cardiac silhouette on chest X-ray, or an S3 heart sound. Okay, so very high yield. If we were to say lateralized apex beat, that could also mean dilated cardiomyopathy, but it's not hyperspecific because we can also see that in choice C, preserved ejection fraction, heart failure. If choice C were the answer, preserved ejection fraction, heart failure, not only would it not be related to doxorubicin, but we would see that in something like hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or restrictive cardiomyopathy. If they told us in, let's say, someone who has systemic hypertension, who has an S4 heart sound, okay, that's diastolic dysfunction. That's preserved ejection fraction. When we look at choice D, decreased FEV1 over FVC, that's reflective of obstructive lung pathology. Now, if we have fluid in the lungs from dilated cardiomyopathy, left heart failure, pulmonary edema, that can demonstrate, if anything, a restrictive lung pattern where we would have a normal or increased FEV1 over FVC, not decreased. And then choice E, increased radial traction of the airways, that can sometimes be a descriptor in restrictive lung disease secondary to pulmonary changes, usually from fibrosis or pneumoconiosis. The long story short with radial traction is it's an explanation for why FEV1 over FVC is normal or increased in restrictive lung disease. Because if we have stickiness of the airways, that's the radial traction, it's stickiness on the outside of the airways that prevents them from closing. So that means our FEV1 is greater than we'd ordinarily expect. Okay, we have a mechanism through which the airways are sticky and they're stuck open longer than they should be. So our FEV1 is slightly higher compared to in obstructive lung diseases. So radial traction, kind of a weird term when you first hear it, but it does show up on the NBME exams for step one. So you can just tangentially be aware of that now. But moreover, in summary for this one, just take home that doxorubicin causes dilated cardiomyopathy with reduced ejection fraction, and bleomycin causes pulmonary fibrosis with a reticulonodular or reticular lung pattern seen on chest X-ray or chest CT. That's it.